Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the circuitry of today's tech innovations. I'm Alex, your guide through the complex world of technology.
And I'm Jamie, here to ask the questions you're all thinking, so you don't have to. Today, we're tackling something pretty groundbreaking from Alibaba, the Qwen 3.5 Omni AI model. Alex, this thing sounds like it's straight out of a sci-fi movie.
It does, doesn't it? Alibaba's latest release, the Qwen 3.5 Omni, is what you'd call an omnimodal AI model. This means it's designed to handle text, images, audio, and video all within a single model. Plus, it can spit out speech in real time.
Omnimodal, so it's like a Swiss Army knife for data types.
Exactly, Jamie. Imagine you're building a voice assistant. Instead of chaining together separate models for speech-to-text, language processing, and text-to-speech, Qwen 3.5 Omni does it all in one go. It's like having an all-in-one tool instead of a heavy tool belt.
That's pretty sleek. But how does it manage all these different tasks without getting its wires crossed?
Great question. The core of Qwen 3.5 Omni is built on what they call the thinker-talker architecture. The thinker part absorbs all the input, whether that's audio, visuals, or text, and processes it using something called a hybrid attention mixture of experts transformer.
Hybrid attention mixture of whatchamacallit?
Mixture of experts, Jamie. It's a way of making the model more efficient. Instead of using every part of the AI brain for every task, it picks the best parts for each job. It keeps things fast and light, even in real time.
Smart and selective, I like it. And the talker part?
The talker is what turns the thinker's thoughts into spoken words, using a similar smart setup. Plus, with their ARIA technique, it lines up speech perfectly. No awkward pauses or mispronunciations, which are pretty common in less advanced systems.
Speaking of speaking, I heard it can clone voices. That's got to stir up some ethical questions.
It does. Voice cloning lets the system talk in any voice based on a short audio sample. While it's a fantastic tool for personalization and accessibility, it does raise concerns about consent and misuse, like creating deepfakes.
Yikes, deepfakes. Always a double-edged sword with these powerful tools.
Absolutely. And that's why the discussion around ethics is as important as the tech itself. Now, aside from turning the AI world on its head with its capabilities, Qwen 3.5 Omni is also shaking things up with its benchmark performances, especially in audio tasks.
Oh, how's it stacking up against the big guns?
It's actually outperforming Google's Gemini 3.1 Pro in general audio understanding and reasoning tasks. For developers, this could mean choosing Alibaba's model over others for applications that need top-notch audio processing.
Got it. And what's the damage to the wallet if someone wants to use this tech?
Currently, the Plus and Flash variants are in preview and free to use under Alibaba Cloud's Model Studio. But the full pricing details are yet to be released. Remember, this kind of tech can get pricey, especially at scale.
Free preview, huh? Might have to give that a test drive myself. Before we wrap up, Alex, can you tell us a bit about why all this omnimodal thinker-talker voice cloning, why does it matter to our average tech enthusiast?
It boils down to simplicity and efficiency. For developers, it means easier implementation and potentially lower costs. For users, it means smoother, more helpful interactions with AI. Whether you're using a virtual assistant, accessibility tools, or customer service bots, the experience is going to be much more seamless.
Seamless tech is the best kind. Thanks for breaking it all down, Alex. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Level Tech AI Cast.
Don't forget to subscribe for more deep dives into the tech world. Until next time, keep your tech sharp and your curiosity sharper.